one of the issues that come up that we need to collectively as a nation begin to accept and deal with is to depoliticize the way we go about our work. And then when people are cited, these are allegations that have been made, and they prefer charging the gentleman. The gentleman has the right to be heard, and I am very sure he would have lawyers who would speak for him. And so let's allow him to go to the court and defend himself. If these charges are frivolous, we are very sure that our competent court, which have dispensed of justice in the past in a free and fair manner, would continue to do so. So there is no need for anybody to be defending the gentleman, unless, of course, those people are lawyers who are going to court to defend him. If he has lawyers, let us let the process go through without any interference. It is becoming too much. We find following people to court, following people to police stations and the others. These do not serve us, and it makes people believe that they can get away with alleged crime. Unfortunately, it is not right for parties to be doing that. But the gentleman belongs to a party. They have a right to say so. But it is unfortunate. We should allow the processes to go on and allow the people to defend themselves. Nobody is holding them by the neck. The process is going to court. If the charges are frivolous, definitely the court would determine so.
Now, on the issue at Boss, Madam Awilanada says an independent inquiry must be launched into the sale of the 942,000 barrels of crude to BB Energy. However, she questioned why the sale process was not made open for others to bid. Speaking to Felix Kofi, Madam Awilanada called for an independent inquest into the matter.
I believe that the committee in this case is very appropriate. Not the president issuing a probe and finally coming out with a clearance vote or something. We believe that there should be an appropriate committee that looks into this process, because we think that beyond this, we need to have the situation change. Boss has come up too many times in the last year in issues that are relating to accountability and transparency and the way they deal in their business. So a committee in this regard is, in fact, appropriate and even far too late. So we have a committee looking at the issue, but also putting in recommendations that will give us clear guidelines for engaging such businesses in the future.
The head of fuel trading at Bost on Tuesday held a press conference and then laid a facts bare, because COPEC claimed the quantum of oil that was brought into the country was 2 million. But at a press conference, the head of fuel trading said they brought in 945,000 barrels of fuel. Doesn't this suffice once they have come out clear to see that this is the quantum of fuel that we brought in and this is the quantum that we sold out?
To clear the doubt from the minds of Ghanaians and also to clear the mischief as well. So it is important to have, if somebody says this, somebody as well is saying another thing. Which do we know is the right one? We would all know the right thing if we have a group put in place to verify. And it is important to have some of this verification mission, because it also even establishes the fact and puts in the institution of state. One of the things that we need to all accept is that when allegations are made, it is important to clarify the issue once and for all.
Head Programs Officer at Ghana Integrity Initiative, Mary Awilana Ada.